and mirrors. And here's the big one. That's almost 2,300 less than the Sienna.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta get out of here.
Okay, is there a window in there?
No.
Then you'll have to make a run for it.
Okay, I'm going.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes. No.
Forget it. Just go.
Test drive a Sedona and see why nothing else compares. Buy one now and get up to $2,500 cash back plus a $1,000 owner loyalty bonus. Visit your seven local Kia retailers today. Comparison based on 21210 MSRP of 2004 Sedona LS to 23495 MSRP of 2004 Toyota Santa Fe. Includes freight, excludes package type license options and retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Loyalty bonus available to customers who currently in Kia. Offering 430 or 4. See Kia.com for warranty and standard details.
Do you go through your days feeling like something's missing? Do you find yourself longing for more? Well, you may be suffering from deficient checking syndrome. DCS is a condition caused by bank checking accounts that fail to offer enough features. But there's a revolutionary solution that can make deficient checking syndrome a thing of the past. It's called Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. Our free checking account is an all-in-one miracle of modern ingenuity, offering services like 24/7 access to telephone bankers and more. It also comes with a Visa check card that lets you enroll in Wamula for schools and benefit local schools with every purchase. Plus, you can add ID theft services and personal online banking for free. And it's available without a prescription. Just visit a financial center today and say hello to Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. More human interest.
Free Checking Deluxe cannot cure male pattern baldness or excessive foot odor. Used frequently to relieve pain caused by the common bill. Do not swallow Free Checking Deluxe unless directed by a physician. See Washington Mutual for details. FDIC insured.
Attention P1 golfers. Do you want to maximize your performance? Before you pay for another lesson or buy your next set of clubs, find out if your problem is your swing or your equipment at CompU Golf Training Center and Custom Shafts in Carrollton. Do your clubs have the right shafts? And what's your optimal loft, launch angle, and spin? If you don't know, call CompU Golf in Carrollton at 972-323-0077. At CompU Golf Training Center and Custom Shafts, a master club maker can take your clubs and install new shafts tailored to your swing. Change shafts and you'll cut strokes overnight. Get the right shafts today at CompU Golf in Carrollton. They carry UST, Nippon, and Fujikura. If you're not 100% satisfied, they'll give you your money back guaranteed. CompU Golf Training Center and Custom Shafts in Carrollton, featuring the Model Golf Biomechanics Learning System. It was used on NBC Golf to analyze the world's top five players. Now you can use it to improve your swing. Find out more at modelgolf.com or call 972-323-0077. CompU Golf, Frankfort and Dickerson Parkway in Carrollton.
I'm Layla. The Stars struggle, and we'll give you a Masters update next on the Ticket Ticker.
Storm Hiskett here for Volvo of Dallas. We have told you about the spectacular, restyled, beautiful, stylish new Volvos. I'm driving the S80 from Volvo of Dallas. We've told you about Volvo of Dallas being your headquarters for certified pre-owned Volvos. Don't be fooled by cheap price offers out there and primrose promises. Go and get the entire deal explained to you at Volvo of Dallas on a new car or a pre-owned vehicle or right now some spectacular lease vehicle. Yes, that fantastic S80 Turbo that I'm driving can be yours right now in a lease agreement for only $449 a month. $3,500 in out-of-pocket expenses up front. That includes tax title, license, your first payment, and your security deposit. And this S80 Turbo has sunroof, leather, automatic sport package, metallic paint. This is a fantastic vehicle. Go to Volvo Dallas, I-35 in Frankfort and Carrollton, or talk to Volvo Dallas at 800-745-2913. Volvo Dallas.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
The Stars lose their second game of the Stanley Cup playoffs, 5-2 to the Avalanche. Mike Modano scored in the game, but he says that's not enough.
Mentally, we weren't very strong. I mean, they frustrated us, and we have to learn to stay within the game and stay in it and control our emotions a little bit better.
Stars are down 2-0 in the first round. And now the Masters update brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
From Augusta National, CBS Radio Sports and Westwood One present this special report on the Masters. This is John Todgis. It's probably been a couple of nervous nights for 23-year-old Justin Rose. He had the first round lead on Thursday, the second round lead on Friday, and he will start today with the lead of the Masters. 6 under par through two rounds heading into round three today. Mitch Poggius, our expert analyst here, you and I saw Rose burst onto the scene of the 98 British Open as an amateur. He tied for fourth. Does he have what it takes? to get through these next two rounds.
Well, certainly with no pressure on him there at the British when he did finish tied for fourth. He was happy-go-lucky and had a lot of fun. He had a lot of karma going, too. Mm-hmm. Remember, he hold out that wedge on the 18th hole. But he hasn't finished anywhere in the world so far in the top 20 this year. Be interesting to see whether his game and his nerves can hold up through weekend pressure here at Augusta.
Justin Rose tops the Rolex leaderboard at 6 under par, 2 shots better than Alex Cheka and Jose Maria Olafable. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Masters from CBS Radio Sports and Westwood One. Now this for Goodyear.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-8774-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready? Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, reminding you that if a man's zipper is down, that's his problem. He didn't see a thing.
It is 9:53 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. T-Box winding down at the 6th Annual One Club Tournament in West Ridge Golf Course, or at West Ridge Golf Course in McKinney. Sold out again for the 6th year. I want to thank Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's where the proceeds go. And a lot of other people to thank. We have Paul Stankowski for popping on today.
Thank you, Paul.
That was good stuff.
I wonder how much he'd pay Hank Haney.
I don't know. A lot of sponsors. AT&T Wireless, Trulux, On the Greens, Edwin Watts, Golf Tech, Home Theater Design Group, and Westridge Golf Course. Thanks for all your generous donations for the prizes. The people will love it. And the promo crew, Eric, Lisa, Jenny, T-Bar, Robin, Brandon, and Wing. There's actually a person named Wing. And our beloved engineer, Chuck, for bringing us in from the cold. And
thank
Craig is not happy because it was breezy out there, to say the least. So, good time had by all. We'll, we'll hand out prizes after a while, have some lunch from Trulux, and go home and watch the Masters.
There you go.
I'm thinking, watch out for Jose Maria.
Okay, I'm going to get out on a limb here, but watch out for Tiger.
No.
Although,
Tiger doesn't come from behind,
buddy. One of the things that we did do is I made some bets on this internet site. I bet on Stuart Appleby to win it.
Right.
And Charles Howell the third.
He's like what, four back?
Probably didn't miss a cup. He's 3 over.
I thought he was 5 over.
No, he's 3 over.
Okay.
And I did bet on Jose Maria Olazabal to beat Davis Love first round.
Yes, you did.
By accident.
And you won money.
And I won.
So that's it. And also back at the station, Jason M.R. and lovely Layla for being a part of the show. We'll do this next week from Riverside Golf Course in Grand Prairie right off 360. And that's a good little track, too, because the first nine is all open, back nine's all in the trees.
Yeah.
So a nice variety there. So we'll
new owners, they've really put some money
in. New owners.
So, yeah.
New owners, new money. We love all that. And speaking of money, let's talk to the gentleman from the rant, Gordon, Davey, Corby, maybe, on the ticket.
Anybody there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, when's the One Club tournament?
next year, right around this time.
Thank you, Craig.
Be the next one. I got it.
Oh.
I got it. What's up, boys?
Nothing. Just have a big Easter show planned for you today.
The right. Old big Easter show.
You guys yep. Review The Passion?
No, I still haven't seen it yet.
Neither
I wanted to go see it yesterday on Good Friday, but I figured it'd be pretty crowded.
I hear it's supposed to be really good, but it's almost like you have to be in the mood to handle the profound message, I guess.
Well, you saw it, didn't you?
No, I haven't seen it yet. But, Rick, you're half Jewish, so you'll end up hating yourself after you see it.
Why is that, Davey?
Because it promotes anti-Semitism.
No, it doesn't.
Craig, you're full-blown, right?
Yes, and have you seen the movie?
No.
Or are you just making an idiot comment?
I'm making an idiot comment. That's what we do on this
shut
show.
Shut down.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait till it's 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Hmm. Well, has Corby seen it?
Corby, you've seen The Passion, haven't you? Craig and Davey are getting into it right now.
Don't say anything off color because Craig's got his one club shoved up his ass.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's the problem?
That's funny, Davey.
What happened? I saw The Passion, yes.
Did you like it? I mean, not like it, but is it?
I thought it was very well done. Yeah, I liked it.
Make you hate half of Rick?
No. You know what?
What do you think about the anti-Semitism thing? Did you come away with that feeling?
Not one bit.
See, I heard you say that, and that's kind of what most people have been thinking.
Not one bit. It didn't even enter my mind.
The only thing
I'm not Jewish, obviously, but I don't know if it's obvious. Is it obvious?
Yeah, it's obvious.
That I'm not Jewish? With my...
He just said, I'm not Jewish, and then he mouthed to me, thank goodness.
I did not. That is offensive.
But the bottom line is, if
you believe the story, if you believe what's going on there, he had to die. It didn't matter who was there, Jesus.
Okay.
So I don't understand the problem.
Well, the thing that I...
Why would it promote anti-Semitism if you believe that?
Because there was a whole history of that. For a long time, the Catholic Church basically... viewed Jews as Christ killers.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, but wasn't that based on the people that hadn't seen the movie and said they'd heard that? I don't remember reading anywhere that said they saw the movie and say, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever.
Did you see it, Craig?
I have not seen it, but I've listened to all the feedback. The big deal was Mel Gibson's father.
He's a true anti-Semite. There's no question.
He's a true anti-Semite, and he said the Holocaust never existed.
He's a nut.
And he's, yes.
But don't equate Mel with his father.
The only legitimate...
I don't know anything about Mel Gibson. I'm sorry I said that. That was wrong.
Mel Gibson's pretty conservative, too. He's built his own Catholic church that rejects Vatican II.
Right.
The only legitimate...
Vatican II?
The Vatican II conference in the 60s.
What? The only legitimate criticism that I've heard, and I haven't seen the movie, but that they kind of let Pontius Pilate off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Gospels do that, too.
He comes off smelling like a rose, and he's one of the biggest mass murder killer types since Dahmer, I think.
Yeah. It's a good comparison.
Since
good review, Corb. Hey, Corb.
Yeah.
You know, Arnie hit the under on
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I couldn't believe it. He played actually pretty well.
You know what's amazing? He was within a stroke on both bets.
Was he really?
Because the over-under was 168. And on total strokes for two rounds, and 30 behind the leader.
What did he shoot yesterday?
84.
So he had 284s.
284s out of 168. I mean, the guy who set that line was uncanny.
I'm going to kill you. I brought my dogs up here.
Oh, you did? Dogs?
Yeah, I have two dogs.
What's the other one?
Well, they're both hounds.
Your head would look good in a yard.
So let's set the over and under on number of steamers in the studio today.
No,
one time.
Lola did when I first got her. She's potty trained now, though. She's four.
Well, you got to line the other up her back.
How's your dog, Rick?
Doing great. I got two of them.
Oh, I didn't know you had two.
Yeah, I got a golden.
Oh, that's right. Richard?
Which we shaved this summer, which is a great move.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dog loves it. Well, it's in the pool all the time.
Landing strip?
Yeah. One more of a bikini.
A heart.
Yeah. Tattoo next to
Let me ask you guys this. Why is it... By the way, how's the one club going?
It's going...
Swimmingly?
Amazingly well.
How many holes are y'all through?
Huh?
Okay. Eight holes.
Oh, wow.
Eight holes.
Why is it...
It's awesome.
They're through eight holes?
God, before... 8 holes before 10 o'clock. It's a busy man.
I wonder if we're sponsored by Cialis.
Why is it that every time there is a run or a some sort of jogging charitable event that it is here at our building? Every single one in town.
Yeah, Rivershawn Park is packed with people who are now filing out of it and running, and it causes traffic snarls when you're trying to get in the building.
Yeah, from the marathon to these little fun, I have no idea.
It's some kind of fun run.
To cure human stuff? I don't know.
It's I believe it's a benefit for Camp John Mark, the camp that has a lot of...
What's that?
Children who suffer from cancer. Pat Summerall's going to join us to talk about that.
I think Pat's in the hospital.
Did you guys ever see the movie Identity?
Oh, I just took off my shoes.
So you're going on a fox hunt. Even a little bugle. Be perfect.
Turley's taunting my hound dog.
Well, look at him.
See, everybody hates Turley.
But that, I'll tell you, that's the true barometer. If you, let's say you were dating somebody and you wanted to see if that person was really legit or just giving you a line of crap, bring them in front of a dog or a kid. They know all. You can't BS them.
They know all?
They know all. They,
so, like, you could give them your college test.
No.
And they would answer it.
They can talk to you. They can look at a person for, like, I don't know, 2 minutes or so, and they know almost immediately if this person's legit.
Are we talking about Jews again?
No.
Who are we talking about?
Children's intuitive nature.
Quit taking your headsets off.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I agree with you.
Thank you. That's all next on the ticket?
I think we're on the air.
Have a good one, club.
See you, boys.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman-Denison. KTTK, Sanger. It's a Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes.
It's awful cold up here, man.
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for a clue to the identity of a dead celeb.
I listen to these guys all the time on 1700, yes. Man.
Then listen again later in the day for another clue and your chance to guess the stiff. Get it right and you win.
Oh, this is heaven. It's very cold up here.
Death is inevitable. And so is the spring contest from The Ticket.
Yeah, Rock Hudson came up and French kissed me.
The Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano, Central Polaris in McKinney, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com. According to folklore, the best way to find your way home when traveling through the woods is to leave a trail of breadcrumbs behind you. Here at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, we've always been partial to following a good map when we travel. But we do know that right now, following cracker crumbs will lead you to a good home-cooked meal. That's because our broccoli cheddar chicken is back on the menu at Cracker Barrel. Boneless chicken breast covered with tasty broccoli and real melting cheddar cheese, topped with a buttery cracker crumb crust. Then, it's all baked to a golden brown. Served with your choice of two country vegetables, plus biscuits or corn muffins. So, we hope you make your way to Cracker Barrel this spring. And if you need some help finding your way home, we'll be sure to keep a map or two handy. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. In Fort Worth, of I-35 West and Meacham, exit 56A.
Of all the things that make SeaWorld SeaWorld, the most amazing is that it has a language all its own. For example... Now that was pretty cool. Well, is short for, did he just smile at me? And then, of course, there's...
Hey.
Which means someone has just logged on to SeaWorld.com to check out all the great SeaWorld family vacation packages. Visit the website yourself and turn your SeaWorld visit into a vacation. Come touch a world that touches you. SeaWorld San Antonio. And don't worry, you'll get the lingo down in no time. Hop aboard the all-new Shamu Express, coming this spring to Shamu's Happy Harbor. Enjoy your child's first coaster together as you zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
Cue the explosion. Right now, get ready to save at the Ultimate Electronics Q-Day Warehouse Sale. This sale is just too big for our stores, so for 2 days only, we're opening up our warehouse. There's some items even below cost, like two TVs below $100, LCD TVs starting at $488, big screen TVs starting at $498, plasma TVs starting at an outrageously low $1,998. All the best brands are here, including Sony, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and Samsung. These TVs are open box, customer return, service repair sets, and demos. So while they might not be brand new, they'll be new to you. And the savings continues with camcorders starting at $127, in-dash TV decks starting at $28, and yeah, DVD players starting at $24. Bravo! The warehouse sale ends Saturday. Highway 35E, exit West Brainerd Drive East, right on Eisenhower and left on Wainwright. Hurry in, because after these 2 days, it'll be a while before we blow out our inventory again. The sound!
The Coors Light Beer Poets presents a poem by Travis.
Yeah! This is a true story.
I went to a party. My head was swimming. There were 23 guys and only 4 women. As I opened a bottle of cold Coors Light, I thought 15 more ladies would make this party right, you know? Just then I noticed a smile on my bro Tim. The hotties finally showed, including that one from the gym. I thought to myself, no more dude fest. Finally, some bodies with no hair on their chest.
Thanks, Travis. That was special. For those who have life down cold and appreciate a good beer poem, we raise a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light.
Stop by the Amon Carter Exhibit Hall to shop at the Western Mercantile every day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. through April 18th during the National Cutting Horse Association Super Stakes, presented by Coors Light.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Layla. Make it a 2-game deficit for the Stars next on the Ticket Picker.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. Even when you're far from home, chances are you're not far from a Men's Warehouse.
Hello, my name is Debbie Tollefson. My husband and I were going to a wedding. We were 100 miles away from home, and just an hour and a half before the wedding, we realized that we had not packed a suit. So we got over to the Men's Warehouse before it opened. We knocked on the windows, and they let us in early. They offered us coffee, chose the suit, picked out a shirt and tie, ironed it, and we were out of there in less than 30 minutes. They gave us directions on where we had to go, and my husband looked like a real hottie. Thanks, George.
I'm George Zimmer. You're going to like the way you look, but more importantly, so will she.
There are over 500 Men's Warehouse stores nationwide. The Men's Warehouse, 17 Dallas area stores. To reach the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
The Ticket.
The Stars try to regroup after their 5-2 loss to the Avalanche in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. CarMax and American Broadcasting School bring you the ticker. Dave Tippett says there will be a lot of regrouping to do.
Mistakes throughout, one-on-one, just one-on-one coverage that is not even close. Execution, whether it be on the power play or even strength, not even close. Discipline, not even close. And that's not just discipline with the referee, but discipline throughout your game.
Game 3 and 4 are back home, thankfully, at the AAC. The Rangers have won 2 straight after a 12-4 whipping of the Angels in the home opener. R.A. Dickey got the win in 7 innings with no earned runs. Michael Young says that was a big part of the win.
If we get starts like that, we're going to be in great shape. We're going to be right in the thick of this thing for a long time. So from our standpoint, as long as we go out there and have the same kind of effort, the Stars have been doing a great job. And if we can get that, everybody knows that we're going to go out and score runs.
Rangers and Halos play again at 7:05 tonight. Checking out the Masters leaderboard, no one is yet to tee off, but your leader is Justin Rose. He is at 6-under for the tournament. He's set to tee off at about 140. Jose Maria Olazabal and Alex Chaker are tied at 4-under for second. They will tee off at about 140 and 130. KJ Choi and Phil Mickelson are tied for fourth at 3-under, and Tiger Woods is in the pack tied for 14th. He's at even par. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Texas Health Resources. At TexasHealth.org, you'll find profiles on thousands of doctors. Choose one by office, location, specialty, or insurance coverage. TexasHealth.org. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10:11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Saturday, April 10th. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gordon Key.
Stop.
Along with Corby Davidson.
Hello.
And our funny boy, Dave Lane.
Good morning.
In charge of the comedy in the program. We go till noon today, keeping you entertained and up to date in the world of news. This, of course, is the show where we take a break from sports and look at what else is going on in the world. We do this for 2 hours of our broadcast week. That way we keep you up to the minute, in touch, and local.
We are the public affairs program for the ticket.
Basically. Basically. So a happy good morning to you. I hope you had a good week. Hope you really enjoyed the week, and I hope you have a great weekend. Tap.
Stop.
What? I am...
You're making small talk with the listener.
No, okay. I'm relating to the listener.
Hey, we have a big announcement to make.
All right.
Do we?
We, meaning some of us,
right,
are taking the show on the road next week.
Can the P1s come out and see us?
Tell them where the two Judases are going.
We're going to New York.
And who's we?
Me. Gordon.
And Clary. Yeah, Corby and I will be going to New York for the big boxing match. This is big. This is De La Hoya versus Duran.
What?
Where is it? I don't know.
De La Hoya versus Duran.
I don't know. Those are the first two boxers that came to mind. All right. Oh, this is good. This is Bird versus Galata, Ruiz versus Aquendo, Mayorga versus Rivera, and Hill versus Mormick.
What they did is they selected, well, we had to take a boxing quiz, and Gordon and I won.
Right.
The entire station quiz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bone up, Holmes. So we'll be taking the show to New York City. I don't know where we're doing the show from, do you?
No, I just know it's New York City. There's only like a few places to do the show from, so.
We'll be staying right by the Madison Square Garden, Dave. You'll be glad to know. If you want to fly up and maybe say hi or anything.
Yeah, maybe I will.
We'll be having a good time there.
Meanwhile, Danny and I will be doing the show from the guitar show.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Oh, man, we're going to miss that.
Yeah, so you guys are going to miss the guitar show to go to New York.
I've never been. I'm excited.
You go every year.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to have to guide me around.
So are we
I've been a handful of times, but I know you know the city way better than
city.
I do.
The city.
So are we going to do a simultaneous
No, this is odd the way it's going to work. Corby and I are doing, I believe, the first hour of the show.
Are you serious?
Right. Yes. You and I are doing the first hour of the show, and then you and Danny from the Hardline will be doing the last hour of the show.
That's weird.
Or it may be reversed. It may be y'all doing first.
Why don't they have the four of us on at the same time?
I believe it's a technical impossibility for some reason.
Huh. And we're in a top 10 market?
That's what we hear. Why is something bleeding over into our headphones? You guys hear that?
The listener can't identify with it. Move on. So that is next week, a very special rant. And, you know, I think it's pretty entertaining because Corby and I have a lot of good stuff from New York. And Dave and Danny, this is kind of a tryout.
We'll have nothing.
We'll have good stuff from Dallas.
We don't have enough Dallas stories.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we'll be keeping it local. You guys will be keeping it live.
Okay. So y'all be pre-taped, but local.
By the way, I pushed for you. I tried to make it happen, man.
Thanks.
But,
So they could only afford to send two people?
Is there any way, just say that you could only send two people, and, money's tight, you know, just say that it's a whole HBO thing.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with us.
Well, just, you know, kind of continues my losing streak up here.
Stop it, David. Stop it. Do you feel like the most beaten down guy at the ticket?
You can't feel more beaten than Tommy Daniels. Well, yeah, okay. If you take Tommy Daniels and Doogie out of the equation, then, yeah, I'm the third
most beaten. We need to rank that, like, guys who have been here who have just been wronged. By the way,
over and over again.
By the way, one of the guys that I've worked with for a very long time, our good friend Chris Arnold,
passed away last night at the age of 46.
Had a baby.
He did?
He and his wife, he and his lovely wife Pamela, had a baby. Had a baby girl. On Wednesday, I believe.
Is Prince going to be the godfather?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Janet Jackson going to be the godmother?
Did the baby come out black and Chris Arnold accused his wife of sleeping with someone?
Let's congratulate Chris on a job well done.
Good job, Chris. No, seriously, congratulations. That's his first child.
Yes, it is.
He waited a long time to have kids.
Yeah, he did.
So
I'm looking to follow in his footsteps to be a 46-year-old first-time father.
Well, heck, you're working on it.
I got a few years to go. Five. But
I thought you guys were starting this year or something like that.
We'll discuss that.
Uh-oh. Oh, negotiations broke down. Oh, no. Well, when do you want to? What's the current plan? What's the current reproductive Davidson plan?
We always say whenever she turns 30.
Mm-hmm.
Small, the back is out.
But I also said that I would trade her in when she turned 30. That's she and I.
Making babies?
Mm-hmm.
So when does she turn 30?
In a year.
So are you going to simultaneously impregnate her and divorce her?
Oh, baby, I want a divorce!
It's out of here! So, you know, sometime in the next couple of years.
All right. What about the Dave Lane? You can't have kids, right, because you're adopted?
Yeah, because I'm adopted.
They cut your scrotum out, didn't
yeah.
they?
It's like the SPCA.
Right, they have to neuter before they adopt them out.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I think that'd be a good way to mark adopted people.
Rip off their scrotum?
Yeah.
Big scarlet A on my forehead?
No, just take off your scrotum and when you get circumcised. It's the full circumcision.
Huh.
But,
okay, that's Corby. You can hear him on with the Hard Line from 3 to 7.
Thanks.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday. Now, I want to remind everyone, this is taking your call Saturday.
No, it's not.
So we want to take your calls.
No, we hadn't taken a call in a long time on this show.
I know. Ever since you came on the show, we stopped taking calls. I love taking calls.
So do I.
Don't.
214-787-1310 is our telephone number. Pound 1310 on the AT&T wireless line.
We had an eating contest yesterday on the Hard Line, a pizza eating contest for mm-hmm. Stars tickets. And there were two kids that were going to go to college next year. They were seniors in high school. Both were going on football scholarships, one to West Point, one to Tulane. Big Husky kids. And they were in an eating contest against this Chinese guy who we've met before. Very Chinese. We called him Hong Kong Paul.
The guy,
big Coke bottle glasses. I think he had a foot fetish or something.
Huh. So he looked like the dude who wins the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island.
Was he small?
Yeah. Destroyed him.
What's with that?
Don't know.
You know, I think that somehow being fat is a hindrance to those eating competitions.
They all
do. There was another one where some 95-pound woman beat a bunch of fat guys. I forget what they were eating.
Well, the guy who wins the Coney Island deal, Coney Island...
Yeah, Coney Island hot dogs.
The Nathan's
hot dogs.
He weighs like 140,
mm-hmm.
and he went up against like Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, Refrigerator Perry ate like 4 hot dogs.
Yeah, and this guy ate like 60 in a minute or something.
Is the deal that that the fat guys probably had a breakfast that was huge? Or
I think it's overconfidence. I think they think, I'm fat, I eat a lot of food, there's no way any skinny person's going to beat me. And then they, you know, go in totally overconfident and they choke.
Well, how is that? What does overconfidence have to do with how much you can eat?
Well, I think they build themselves up in their own mind that they think they can take on any challenge.
You know, another thing...
Whether they do that or not, still doesn't have anything to do with how much they can eat.
Well, but they also, like, start sweating, you know? Like...
Because they're fat?
The eating starts being, like, exercise. They exert energy eating. And then they have
Do you
to
know
stop.
What you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. Corby?
Plus the Chinese, they're a quirky bunch. Do we agree?
Yeah.
No?
They're the nuttiest billion people on this planet.
They are, man. They're so strange. They can do amazing things. They can perform amazing feats of strength, power.
Wall building.
Knowledge. What? And eating.
So tell me about Hong Kong Paulie.
He can barely speak English. He is a huge P1.
Well, then how's he a P1?
I don't know. I guarantee you, he's our only Chinese P1. Full-blown.
You're talking... This is not Americanized. You're talking about he has it bad.
He's from Hong Kong, which really isn't China, but, you know.
It is.
Right.
It is now, isn't it?
Is it?
They took it back.
Oh. He can barely speak, but he's been to tons of, like, rant remotes.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably about 30-something. And he just showed up, and he was like, let's go.
Does he have a parasitic twin on the side of his head?
Like cactus?
Like all those Chinese people I see on TV.
No.
I want to know why he can't understand English. Are his ears, like, malformed or something?
He's not from here.
Oh, really? Is that bad?
Yeah. He's that gross. Oh, Lord.
So he won the pizza eating contest.
Yeah, I really didn't have much to add. I just wanted to...
Well, how many slices or how many pizzas?
Well, the pizza, it was one of those stuffed pizzas, one of the Chicago deals that weighed like 6 pounds or something.
Oh,
and
gosh.
He ate like 3 pounds of it.
Gross. So he ate half of a giant deep dish pizza?
Yeah, in 10 minutes. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
One day?
What?
They passed me a note that says, why? I'm not even going to repeat this.
Go ahead.
I didn't pass a note. I don't even have a
I don't think he had time to write this and pass it.
But I'd like to
go
hear
ahead,
what
Gordon.
You're going to accuse me of writing.
No.
Oh, I see
I'm
the paper
not
now.
It.
I see the paper. Go ahead and read it. Hand me the paper. I'll read it.
Okay, read it.
Oh, you're not handing me anything. Go ahead.
No. Uh-uh.
Say it!
No. All right, let's take a call from Reddy and Allen. You're on Sports Radio 13 in the ticket.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hi. I just wanted to extol the greatness of Craig. I didn't realize that we couldn't talk about things before 10 o'clock, and somebody needs to scold Davey for because he doesn't realize how...
What was happening?
Craig and Davey got into an argument before 10 o'clock.
Craig Rosenpenis.
Oh.
His name is Rosengarten.
Oh.
Was it really an argument?
Yeah, I just made a passion joke.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh.
But I made the joke that if Rick went to go see it, he would come out of it hating himself because he's half Jewish.
That's a joke.
Right. And then, you know, Craig was like, well, why did you say that? And I said, you know, because it promotes anti-Semitism. And he's like, no, it doesn't. You haven't even seen the movie. Don't even comment on it.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
Yeah, it's not 10 o'clock yet.
Oh. Jim, you're on Sports Radio 13 in the ticket.
All right. Good morning, humans.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up that story that you had given in the past week, Gordon, about that little 2-pound dog that was punted.
Yes.
You know, that was so sad.
Place kicked, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Did you get that? I sent you an email. I think we should be holding a candlelight vigil for him. What do you think? And possibly, you know, singing hymns of Baptist and, you know, maybe I am punting him through the goalposts of heaven, you know, something of that nature. So, let's hear it from you, P13G. I want to talk about sport. What do you think about sport? Let's name every sport on planet. So, line one, what's up?
Yeah, so did you see the story, Corby?
Yeah, I did. We talked about it. What happened?
There was one guy holding this little 2-pound Yorkshire Terrier,
mm-hmm.
17-year-old Yorkshire Terrier, kind of old. And another guy came up and place kicked it while the other
was
guy was holding
it. Was it one of their dogs?
Football. No, it was a neighbor's dog.
How do you do that? How do you get so whacked out that you do that?
Did he think that the dog was going to not be hurt?
So they kicked the dog, the guy kicked the dog high in the air, it was a big arc, and the dog hit the pavement and rolled up under a parked car.
And died instantaneously, right?
I don't know about instantaneously, but died.
Oh. So the guy, I saw he was released on $25,000
mm-hmm.
bond, and he faces what? A couple years in prison?
Oh, I don't know. Animal cruelty, I don't know what it is. But the question is did you and your wife organize a candlelight vigil for this?
No.
And I know your wife she hates the human but loves the animal.
Right.
Although humans are animals.
That guy deserves some serious punishment.
Uh-huh.
Serious.
Okay. But did Julie organize a candlelight vigil?
I don't think she knows of the story.
Oh.
I don't think so. But if she did, yeah, we would. We'd organize a little block party. We'd sit there and hold candles and sing dog hymns. Leave my wife alone. She's very emotional when it comes to animals, especially dogs.
But can't she temper it with reason as well? I mean, it's fine
to be
emotional.
Okay, so there was reason to kick that dog?
No, you're equivocating the word reason. No. But is your wife one of those that's like, oh, those guys should be killed. They should be put to death.
No, but I think the guy should spend some time in jail.
He might not, because dogs are not considered, they're just considered property.
Well, why was his bond so high? $25,000, that's a lot.
That is a lot. I don't know why.
So I think animal cruelty punishment
has been stiffened,
I think, in the last couple of years. Although those kids from Baylor who skinned that cat, I don't think anything happened to them, those baseball players.
Well, but they did that as a joke. It's serious.
Good point.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey.
Grant, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Want to put a comment out. You know how you're talking about the rice, not the rice, the Asian guy?
Yes.
How they're, well, ask them next time you see them what they're training on. A lot of them train on rice, and when rice hits the stomach, it expands. You know, you eat the Chinese food, and you feel hungry after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, as the rice digests, your stomach's adjusted to it. So the next day they might go in and eat a pizza, which, you know, the dough won't expand as much as the rice. That's why they go down so much.
Interesting theory.
Never heard of that before in my life. Well, maybe we can get Hong Kong Polly back up here. I want to see how,
I guarantee
how
he's
Chinese up he is.
He is so Chinese. It's amazing.
Does he learn English?
He is one of the most Chinese-looking Chinamen ever.
Now, what makes someone Chinese-looking?
Well, he's got Mark Cuban's haircut.
Okay.
He has big, squared-off Coke bottle glasses.
So did Harry Carey, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know, but it just accentuates the Chinese-ness in him. He just...
What else?
Well, his features are extremely Chinese.
What features?
He has
what are Chinese features?
He has the gradual sloping of the eye that the glasses.
What's the word?
If you were to describe the tint of his skin, what color would you say?
It's kind of off-white, not full Aryan white like you.
Like a school bus?
What do you mean? What color is a school bus?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Yellow.
So what are the...
What?
I want to have a list of Corby's list of Chinese features.
All right, coming up next.
All right.
I suppose by now you're all wondering why we talk about the sports page so much. You know Dallas Fort Worth's only free sports weekly? Well, to be honest, we promise them 15 mentions a week, and we always overdeliver. But the truth is, we're proud of the fact that the sports page features Ticket Shtick on page P1 every issue. Stuff like Bob Sturm's Sports Snorts, special contributions, and HSOs from Norm, Dunham and Miller, and the rest of the gang. And you'll always find a dependable time waster in there, too, like the Ticket Shtick of the Week. Bottom line is, the sports page is like the ticket, only in print. If you can read, pick one up today. Or check it out at sportspagedallas.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
People call me Wonder Boy because I wonder a lot. For instance, I wonder why whether you drink up or you drink something down, you're still doing the same thing. I wonder if you take a soft drink and freeze it solid, is it still considered a soft drink? And speaking of soft drinks, I wonder why anyone would buy Coca-Cola products anywhere other than on-the-run stores at Exxon locations. At on-the-run and participating Exxon stations, buy any two 20-ounce Coca-Cola products or a 52-ounce refill mug, and you get to play the Coca-Cola ESPN scratch-off game. How cool is that? You can win great prizes like an ESPN video game library, PlayStation 2, or a coupon for Diet Coke with Lime. Get your chance by buying two 20-ounce Coca-Cola products, then drink them up. Or down.
How do we know the Coca-Cola ESPN scratch-off game is great fun for people on the move? Because at On the Run and Exxon, we're drivers too. See store for complete game rules and details. No purchase necessary. Contest ends May 31st, 2004, or while game card supplies last.
It's the 21st century. I thought by now we'd be wearing silver jumpsuits and there'd be lots of cool stuff. Flying cars, robot maids,
your coffee,
and teleportation.
Ready.
Well, I'm still driving on pavement, still making my own coffee. But now my home phone has amazing powers. I just got AT&T called Vantage Service. Phone service that works with high-speed internet, cable, or DSL. Now my phone answers to me. If I'm expecting an important call, I don't wait around. My call finds me. If I want quiet, I get urgent calls only. It even turns my voicemail into talking email.
AT&T Call Vantage. Unlimited local, long distance, and powerful features for $39.99 a month. Get it now at att.com/wow.
Well, not everything has hit the 21st century, but now home phone service has.
Sign up by May 31st for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. AT&T Call Vantage. Now at att.com/wow. AT&T. Unlimited for direct dialed U.S. calls. Term agreement with early termination fee and additional fees may apply.
Okay, today I'm here with Simon in front of his office building, and he's looking slightly dazed. Everything okay, Simon?
I just got a promotion, a raise, a new office.
Oh, great. So why aren't you smiling?
My new office is in a different city. I need to move. I need a new house.
Oh, Simon, you have to embrace change.
I know, but getting a new mortgage on top of everything else, I got a lot going on here.
Simon, you also need to embrace a Bank of America mortgage. It has 80% less paperwork, and applying is incredibly simple.
That's one less thing to worry about.
Hey, happy to help. Any other concerns?
Yeah, Gino's down the street from me. Best lasagna in the world. Now where will I go for lasagna?
You'll manage. In the meantime, get in touch with Bank of America and talk to them about their 80% less paperwork mortgage. And maybe you can also ask them about your lasagna needs.
The 80% less paperwork mortgage, only from Bank of America. Higher standards. Stop by, call 1-800-900-9000 or visit bankofamerica.com/loans. Conditions apply, so contact us for details. Equal housing lender.
Hello, and welcome to The Sims Residence. Tonight, we've hundreds of movies to choose from. Don't leave a message. You know where we are and what we're doing, and thank you for calling.
Can you cut it out? Just pick up the phone. Jim, this is your mother speaking.
Hooked on movies? Get hooked on Charter Digital. Watch true digital quality picture and sound at the lowest all-digital movies price in America. Sign up for Charter Digital for $49.99 for your first 3 months and get your favorite premium movie channels like HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, The Movie Channel, and Starz SuperPak at no extra cost. Go where satellite can't. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and get hooked. Offer expires 5/10/04. Offer limited to new customers and existing analog customers. Standard pricing will apply after first 3 months of service. Offer subject to change. Other restrictions may apply. Call for details or go to charter.com.
I'm Layla. Mike Madonna looks for an answer. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
12.03 p.m. Sonic asks, is carb friendly an oxymoron?
Hey, TJ.
Yeah.
This is good. It's the chicken club wrap from Sonic.
Sure.
Nice carb friendly tortilla.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you thought the same way that I thought.
Bit of a misnomer, isn't it?
This tortilla is actually not carb friendly. Not so much.
If it seemed like it was carb friendly, they'd be all aboard, carbs. Hey, bring your buddies.
Lock arms and hop on.
There's fewer carbs and it's carb cruel.
It is minimally carb unfriendly.
Yeah.
It's probably carb hateful.
Yeah.
This feels like when we got invited to Derek's party.
Oh, yeah.
And then we finally show up and they're like, no party guy.
Right.
And meanwhile, you hear the music.
Right.
You know it's pumping.
What's going on in that room?
Sorry, fellas.
Yeah.
Invite got into the wrong hands or whatever.
I felt like such a carb that day.
Better choices. Sonic's got them, others don't. Try Sonic's new Chicken Club wrap for lunch. All white meat chicken, cheese, bacon, and fresh lettuce and tomato. Now available on our new carb-friendly tortilla. This month only at participating Sonic drive-ins. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Calling all runners and walkers. Train for an expense-paid marathon in locations like Hawaii or Disney World while raising money for the American Stroke Association. Join Train to End Stroke by calling 1-888-4-STROKE. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
The Stars drop another game to the Avalanche, this time a 5-2 loss in Game 2 of the playoffs. Yamaha Suzuki of Texas and Cooper Complete Nutrition bring you the ticker. Stars are down 2 games now, and Mike Madonna says they have not found the answer.
There are big guys over there killing us right now, and whoever's over there on the whoever's on the ice against these guys have to be on their toes. They have to be real sharp and smart, and right now they're those 3-4 guys seem to be picking us apart.
Mo scored the first goal in the game, that coming at 8:33 in the first period. The Mavericks play a matinee against the Sonics at 2:30. Antoine Walker says the Mavs need to win away from home.
We got the last four on the road. It's kind of good at this point because it gives us a chance to build some road confidence, being that we may have to go on the road to start a playoff series off. So hopefully we can get things going on the right track.
Mavs are coming off a home win over Utah on Thursday. Taking a look at the Masters leaderboard, and there is some early action. Vijay Singh, Patrick Harrington, and Bob Estes all just teeing off. Singh is one under through one hole. He's a three over for the tournament. Patrick Harrington and Bob Estes are both even par through one. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guarantee. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Death is a part of life, so make the Stone Appliance Tip Celebrity Sweepstakes a vital part of your ticket day. Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 and play. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who's this?
Hey, by the way, have you heard the new Morrissey?
The single?
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah, I heard you played it on E! News the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
you
it.
Have it up here?
Yes.
In the Incut?
Or in
your
cube? Or?
What? What?
Erlemark.
Erlemark.
Oh, that's the name of the band we were listening
yeah.
to. What about Morrissey? We want to find Morrissey.
Well, it's not in the Inco.
Oh, where is it?
It's a CD, and it's either laying up there or it's on my desk. Psycho usually puts them up there. You see a guy with big sideburns and a big pompadour.
So what happened to him? Where did he go?
He just stopped making music for a long time.
Did he concentrate solely on gay sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
His label dropped him.
Why?
In the late 90s. I don't know. Cause he wasn't
Wait, when was the last record he made?
Last record he made... Well, he put out like kind of a singles collection a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
but like the last proper...
So he already had one of those.
Yeah, it was
Wasn't it...
Well, that was
Tone
early.
Of Drag?
Yeah,
or...
that was early on. This was like a, you know, a collection of all his 90s stuff.
Oh.
I never listened
I didn't even know he was still making
You know what? I never listened
90s.
To anything he did in the 90s. Last thing
there
I listened to
There are a couple good
was
records.
The Every Day is Like Sunday record.
Yeah, that was Phone and Drag. But no,
right.
Vauxhall and I is good. Southpaw Grammar is good. Maladjusted is, yeah, okay. I think that was his last one, Maladjusted.
Hmm. Interesting.
That was, like, that was like 98 or
well,
99.
Well, why is there so much more fanfare about what he's doing now?
Well, because
on Lollapalooza?
Well, it's because you have a whole wave of...
Nostalgia coming through?
Yeah, you have a whole wave of new British bands that are... kind of
citing him
throwback new wave type acts, and they you know are all holding up the Smiths as you know this deified
mm-hmm.
rock outfit, and so there's this whole renewed interest in Morrissey, and he decided to
is he out of
record
the
another record. I don't know that he ever really has been. He's always been real coy about it, but I don't think there's
he
any question.
He is gay. Hey,
he claims he's androgynous. He claims that he's neither heterosexual or homosexual.
Which means you're gay.
Well, no.
Well, which means you're bisexual or something.
He says that he's asexual.
So he never has sex?
Right. That he's asexual.
You know, he lived with Lenny Kravitz for a while.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
I know that.
Yes. They lived in New York together.
Touching slowly over my side.
It's a great song.
I love me some of that song.
I'm going to go see him when he rolls through with Lollapalooza. I'm going to go to that Lollapalooza.
Oh,
show.
I'm fired up about that. That's directed right to me, that lineup.
Who is it?
Pause on Spree,
yeah.
Flaming Lips,
yeah.
Morrissey, Pixies. I've heard rumors that Pixies
really?
Going to be on there. I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, you're listening to sports here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Corby Davidson, David Lane, and... Gordon Keith, we're going to get to your phone calls here in just a moment, but we thought we would now take a little bit of time, turn over some of our airtime to Corby Davidson, who's going to give us his list, top five list of Chinese features? Okay.
Smallish, impish hands and feet.
Is this number five or number one?
Five.
Okay. We're building up here. Give us some fanfare music. All right. Number four.
Smallish, impish, hands
number
and feet.
Four. That's number five.
Right.
Number five.
Number four.
very low body hair count.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three.
Shiny, but not oily forehead.
Number two.
Sloped back area.
What is that?
I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
Very
that.
Angular. Comes to a point.
Sure. The back does? Like it has a ridge, like a sleeve stack or something?
It's very unfortunate, these Chinese that we speak of.
These are all Chinese that we speak of.
What yeah. What number was that?
That was two.
That was number three.
You only have one left.
You have two
that
more
was
to
two.
Go.
That was two.
Oh.
Number one.
An odd facial feature.
You already
what
said
does that.
That
mean?
No, I did not.
What you said of? That last segment. You know, we need
that's
detail.
Number one.
That's too broad.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I
pinpointed five reasons why the Chinese are
yeah,
eyeballs.
But we're looking. Our eyeballs
are freaks.
What about their eyeballs?
Nothing about their eyeballs. I'm just saying they have
eyeballs.
Odd. Their face is contorted in such a way that I'm not familiar as an Anglo.
What we're looking for is some sort of specificity that makes us where we're able to identify.
Oh, so you wouldn't know.
In the wild. If we spotted a Chinese in the wild,
if we were
identifiable.
If we were tagging Chinese.
And releasing them. I catch and release,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, that's the only thing responsible to do there. But, when you say odd facial features,
uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The jowls, in particular, are formed different from humans.
In what way?
Do they squeeze up
from
on
humans?
The eyes?
What do you mean from humans?
I meant from Anglos like Dave.
So you're okay. saying that the jowls, they exert pressure on the eyes?
It would seem that way if you looked at it from a perspective that I normally do look at it.
Mm-hmm. With your eyes.
With my own eyes,
uh-huh.
which are roundish.
Why did you mention that?
Huh? Well, obviously, I mean, look at me. Actually, I have kind of the Chinese eye.
What is the Chinese eye? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah,
what
I don't know
about.
What you're going for there.
Well, let me try to explain this to you.
You said in break that you didn't understand how they could even see. I don't know what that meant. You said that you could blindfold them with dental floss.
I never said any of this. I never said any of this. I just think you... Go ahead. What else?
Nothing. The other thing, I'm not even going to repeat.
I have never even... Idiot? God! Moron.
All Chinese are morons?
No.
They're all very smart.
So there you go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What was the first one?
Odd facial features.
Still too broad.
Sorry. I'm done.
Come on, really round it out for us.
Why'd you say round?
Because I want you to complete the list.
I did.
I want to really hear Corby's slant on this.
Why'd you say slant?
Your take on it. It's just the expressions.
I'm going to see Rod Stewart tonight.
If I saw Rod Stewart, I'd slit my wrist.
Well, I'm going to, but I've been forced into it because I made fun of him so much on the air for so long that I told Reiner, because he supports him, that I would go see him and try to have an objective opinion on it.
I have no interest whatsoever.
Oh, I don't either. I have none. None. Actually,
I don't like a single Rod Stewart song.
Some of the stuff from the 70s is pretty cool.
I never liked
some
his,
of the
boozy, I never liked
facial
his voice.
Stuff.
I never liked his voice.
I mean, I don't like the If You Think I'm Sexy crap.
Right.
I don't like that song
That's
either.
That's horrible.
You don't like Infatuation? I like that song.
Infatuation.
Is that
in the morning, I can't sleep. I can't work and I can't eat. We have a couple of return cuts from Rod Stewart that I like, too.
Why'd you say cuts? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13th in the ticket.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to give you some information on that animal cruelty thing y'all were talking about.
Yeah, the place kicking of the dog.
Yeah, it's a state jail felony where it's punished up to 2 years in prison.
God, I hope he gets it.
I'm not a Pearl Jam album, too, by the way.
That's
place kicking of the dog. They teamed up with another band.
Temple of the dog.
Well, I mean, I don't like those little yappy dogs anyways, but that's a little cruel in my opinion. But I just wanted to pass that info on to y'all.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's a felony in Texas, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel as a supporter of humans and a hater of animals?
I don't. See, I love them both.
No, you don't. You If you had to choose one or the other, you'd choose human, which is disgusting.
Yes.
You're either for us or against us.
Right.
Because I think that humans, it is a religious belief I hold.
Mm. So if you had a Cantonese guy and a Shetland pony.
Same difference.
They're the same thing?
No. The same difference. I would support the human guy.
What if he was a pygmy? A pygmy.
He said human. He said human. JJ, you're on Sports Radio 13's In the Ticket.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, nothing. The reason I'm calling is because I get all my celeb news from you two, and I just wanted to be heard about those two splitting up over some really, really weird crap.
Who? Those two who?
My butt cheeks. Gotta go.
Hmm. That's funny. I guess. Is it?
No.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13's In the Ticket.
Hey, I want to know if Julie still had yeast baking.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Little public news awareness. My black lab almost choked on a rawhide yesterday. Luckily, we saved him, man.
Your black lab.
One of the rawhide bones.
Oh. Hi, Matt. You're on the ticket. You want to talk about Corby's Bible study?
Yeah, I wanted to. I met Corby yesterday out at the live spot. Wanted to invite him out to my good, strong, clean Bible study.
Well, I'm already in a Bible. I'm already in a Bible study.
No, no. Come over to my house. We'll pray real good and hard and clean.
Okay.
What else do you do?
What Bible study do you have, Corby?
It's just some friends of ours that are in a Bible study.
Uh-huh. And how often do you get together?
Once a week.
There you go.
We study real hard. If you want me to say that, I will. Where do you go?
You have homework?
Where do you go for your Bible study?
To this guy's house.
What's his name?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Oh, because you think religion is your own personal... Yeah, so the guy's name, you couldn't share that. All right. Well, what did you guys study recently, Corby?
Romans.
Yeah.
Paul's letter to the Romans.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Sure. What about Romans?
What did you take away from Bible study?
Paul struggled for a long time with his beliefs. But now he's totally cool.
Now he's totally cool.
Right. Oh, so you've been reading the same book as me.
No, I've
You agreed with me, though.
But the way you said it, it sounded like you thought Paul was still alive.
Well, he's in all of our hearts, isn't he?
No, that's
Jesus.
What's the difference?
Well, that's a big difference, I would assume, in your religion.
Well, maybe we need more homework.
Okay, here's a Bible study question for you. Okay, Corby? Okay, in the traditional view of the Last Supper.
I'll take the Bible.
Yes, this is under the category of the Bible. All right. Where was Paul sitting at the table?
Well, he wasn't a disciple.
The clapping means that your Bible study works.
Paul was a horrible human. He was a... What was he?
He was a Saul.
He was a big murderer.
Yeah, he was a Greek who persecuted.
He was a Crip, wasn't he?
No, he was a Roman, I'm sorry. He was a Roman citizen.
Anyway.
But he's also a Jew.
Mm.
Sounded harsher than a minute, but
he's also a Jew.
Mark that. All right, Dave, you're on Sports Radio 13's In the Ticket.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to follow up on some characteristics of Chinese.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't know if you guys knew that they, about 75% of them have cataracts.
Really? David, you're on Sports Radio 13's In the Ticket.
Oh, yes. I was just wondering, how old all you guys were when you lost your virginity?
That's a good question. We'll start with Gordon.
That's kind of a personal question.
Weren't you real young?
No, I was really old.
Like 15?
No. No, that's not really old, Corby.
Oh.
A warped world you come
from.
No,
I thought that... Oh, I was old. Weren't you old?
Well, it depends. I mean, I have two ages.
What? That's weird.
Well, I mean, I don't count guys and girls in the same category.
Oh. That's a good point.
I was 25.
That's a lie.
I swear you told me one time you were like 15. I mean...
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello?
Philip? Is this Philip?
Yeah.
Welcome to AM Radio, Philip.
Thank you. Corby.
Yeah.
You come up with your five characteristics of Chinese, and it seems that none of those matched Hong Kong Paul from Flower Mound yesterday, and I was trying to figure out how he could actually be from Hong Kong then.
Good question. So none of your characteristics matched.
Interesting.
The guy.
He's a squatty, fat guy with big old glasses. I think he was kind of hairy, too.
Well, let's not generalize.
Oh, good point.
Okay, well, see, Corby's got you there. All right, it's 10:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, the story you've been waiting for.
The Ticket, your home for big.
That is Troy Aikman,
Danny Weiss,
Dave,
Tony Dorsett,
the great Dan Marino, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That is Michael Irvin,
Bill Walton,
Harmon Killebrew,
it's Dee Carbonell,
the great Johnny Bench.
Big name guests and the guys you want to hang out with. Ticket Tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
My grandmother made the best tacos in the world. And I'd eat them till I'd fall over, and then I'd get up in the morning and eat them cold. Taco Cabana smells like my grandmother's kitchen. And the sizzle of steak and grilled onions and fresh tortillas and homemade pico de gallo. Oh, yeah, and a big old tub of ice cold beer. Yep, she had a big old tub of ice cold beer.
Now at Taco Cabana, get a personal fajita skillet for just $4.49. Marinated steak or chicken, grilled over an open flame, and served on a sizzling skillet with sauteed onions and bell pepper slices. Served with two freshly made tortillas, rice, your choice of beans, and fresh pico de gallo, guacamole, and sour cream. A personal fajita skillet, just $4.49.
Taco Cabana. Now that's real.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, 3Gs. Hey, it's Gordon Keith along with my good friend Davis Lane. And Davis, it's time to buy a new car for a lot of guys out there. They're driving around in their old car that they've gotten tired of. Maybe they've had it for 15 years. Maybe they've only had it for 2 or 3 years, but you're tired of it.
Yeah, but you want a nice new ride that you can take to the lake in the summer. You can tool around town in.
That's right.
And stuff.
And that's when North Texas Nissan steps in to your rescue, when you get to that point when you want a car to tool around the lake in. North Texas Nissan has Xterras, Muranos, the Maximas, the Altimas. Did you know you can get a 2004 Altima, basically top the line, for under $20,000?
That's vegetastic.
That's what? Sounds like you mispronounced something.
Fantastic.
Oh. Anyway, North Texas Nissan also has the new full-size Nissan Titan. That is the big pickup truck.
I thought it was a Titan.
No, that's a mispronunciation there as well. You're having problems pronouncing things today.
Yeah, I didn't sleep much last night.
So, North Texas Nissan, the place to go for the Nissan Titan, that is the name of it, the Nissan Titan. Stop by and see them. They're on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north of Lake Louisville. It's North Texas Nissan, brother.
Do you have feelings of paranoia? Do you worry that when good things come your way, you'll have to pay dearly for them later? Well, you may be suffering from a condition known as chronic hidden fee anxiety. It comes from facing an endless stream of hidden fees from your checking account. But there is a way to fight back. It's called Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. Our free checking account is an all-in-one cure for your checking fears. sparing you from monthly fees for check fees and fees to talk to a teller. It also comes with a Visa check card that lets you enroll in Wamula for school and benefit local schools with every purchase. Plus, you can add ID theft services and personal online banking for free. Just visit a financial center today and free yourself from chronic hidden fee anxiety. Free checking deluxe from Washington Mutual. More human interest.
In a recent field test, participants using free checking deluxe noted side effects like unexplained cheerfulness and excessive smiling. Some complained of having extra free time. See Washington Mutual for details. FDIC insured.
I'm Layla, the star struggle, and we'll give you a master's update next time
you should get
quicker.
CarMax thinks you should get all the facts when you're trading in your car or truck. The truth is, many traditional dealerships won't offer you a fixed amount for your trade-in. Often the amount they'll offer you for your car depends on the amount you're willing to spend on theirs. But at CarMax, the two transactions are completely separate. We'll give you a written cash offer good for 7 days or 300 miles. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. And you get our appraisal whether you buy or not. Because we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
CarMax thinks you should get all the facts when you're shopping for your next car or truck. The truth is, finding the right one can be time-consuming. You might have to drive all over town because of limited selections at traditional dealerships. But at CarMax, you'll find hundreds of cars all on one lot. In fact, CarMax has 10 times more cars than the average dealer. Plus, we have over 15,000 cars nationwide. And when you see one you like, we'll transfer any used car to the store nearest you. Fee may apply. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Stars are down 2-0 in the playoffs after a 5-2 loss to the Avalanche. Marty Turco says they can't figure out of it yet.
Mistakes are going to happen, but it's what you do right after that. So it's important for us to keep our heads up, try to limit the mistakes, but when they happen, other guys just have to step up, including myself.
Next 2 games are the AAC. Game 3 is on Monday. And now the Masters update brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
Send your complaint letters to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We open all of our mail in hopes that a naked Polaroid will fall out. With you, it's never good enough
because you want the stuff that can change your future. We legal?
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
Ah, thank you so much, Doc. It's Gordon Keith here with you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
It's kind of drab, actually.
Corby Davidson, Davis Lane.
Yes.
With you. It's a big hour. This is a big hour. This is the story that we've all been waiting for. This is Corby's big story.
I don't have a story. It was handed to you.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I figured we'd get into Easter observations since Easter is coming up tomorrow. This year, I have to confess, I totally screwed up Lent. I totally screwed up Good Friday.
What'd you give up?
Nothing.
I didn't give up anything either.
I didn't give up anything for Lent. On Ash Wednesday, we did fast. But then Good Friday, I got up and ate half a pizza before I realized it was Good Friday. And so I didn't fast at all during Good Friday, one of the 2 days of real fasting. 2 required days, or heavily suggested days.
I don't ever fast. I can't. My body needs fuel.
But it's supposed to be a sacrifice, Gordon.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh.
Mortification.
Well, I'm going to try it next year, then.
Oh, yeah, I had a very un-Catholic Lent.
Did you? I mean, and the thing is I really do enjoy the discipline of Lent when I do participate in it. When you really give up something, you participate in the fasting, go to extra, services or, just do something, read some books, some spiritual books you never would have read before.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever given up anything for Lent.
I've given up stuff.
Because everything's just
before.
So good.
But it can be an incredible experience, but I just totally blew it this year.
I think it's so cheap when people are like, I'm giving up Raisinets.
Yeah. Or even smoking. The idea is not you're not supposed to give up things you're already supposed to give up.
I gave up touching myself 1 year.
That's right, you did.
Yuck.
You smelled a lot nicer.
Those are the only, those are the only few months I ever shook your hand.
Anyway.
What do you normally give up?
I was so happy when Jesus rose.
Were you Easter Tuesday?
So did you.
It was just an explosion of joy.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you normally give up?
Different things, different years. I normally always give up alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so good, though.
Yeah.
Even the blood of Christ? You don't even drink that?
No, I drink that. Okay. Yeah, that's blood. You can drink tons of blood. Matter of fact, that's what I usually substitute. Drink a lot of homeless blood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They never miss it. Of course, it just pours out of them, and it just has, like, junk all in it and dirt.
You drank them first?
No. They're already blitzed out of their mind. What do they know? Let's see. What else do I give up? Give up listening to the Hardline?
That's... I'm sure Christ is not real happy with that.
I don't know. Usually alcohol, and there's always one other thing.
Monogamy?
Usually I take on more stuff than I give up.
You give up monogamy?
Yes. Constantly.
For the Lord?
Yes.
You ever give up cussing?
Yes, I've done that before.
That's hard.
That is. You know what? That'd be the thing that I need to do, is give up cussing. Because I find myself in, especially if you get one beer in me, I'm out of control.
You are a real overcusser. You really do.
I don't think about it just because I've done it for so long, just with my friends in a casual situation. But now it's like I'll be at a dinner table. Like we were in Arizona and eating dinner with the show, Danny and Mike and Greg and I and Donnie. And they were like, man, calm down. You were so loud and you cuss so much. Do I do that?
Yeah.
But you do too.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't notice it as much as other people do.
And so do you. You cuss all the time.
Don't point to Jason like that.
No, you, boy, you're doing a good job, buddy. He's looking good at you.
You do it, too. We all do it. Because you just don't realize it. I'm surprised we don't cuss. It doesn't slip out more on the air. Like when Grego...
All right, for 1 week, can we go without cussing?
I don't know.
You know what I did 1 year, honestly, as I gave up cussing for Lent, and I would try and keep track every time I messed up, and I would find myself a dollar.
And then you were allowed to touch yourself every time you cussed?
And he became a millionaire.
No, I would find
that's a good way to make money. I'm going to start doing that.
I would find myself a dollar, and then every Sunday at church, that's what I would put in the collection basket. And so, like, the first week of Lent, you know, it was like $2. But then, like,
see,
by the last week of Lent,
see, but then
it was
God
like a $30
God's
check.
Always making you do something bad or stupid to where you have to cuss. I mean,
he wants your money.
He's pulling the string.
See, that's why all religion is BS, because they pass around a collection plate. All they want is your money.
That's right.
See? So I can now reject all of theology because there's a collection basket. Can't pull one over on me.
No? What were we talking about?
They should have those church buildings that no one has to pay for them. And electricity doesn't cost anything.
You ever hear the people get really angry over the tax-free thing at the church?
Oh,
like,
do they?
Well,
I've never heard anyone rail that, but I could see someone doing
mainly
it.
The Robert Tilton types.
Uh-huh.
Who get away with making $50 million and paying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But, you know, as far as just a church, normal church, not having to pay taxes.
What does that have to do with what?
Oh, I don't know. We're just saying he was bringing up the offering plate and how he steals from it.
Now, Corby was telling me in the break that you really are in a Bible study. I thought you were kidding.
No, I am. Yeah.
Meet once a week. How
once
many people?
Week. You know, 5, 6, 7 couples.
Like 2 hours and people rotate bringing lunch and cookies?
It's 2 hours. It's at the same house. And, yeah, you do. You rotate bringing snacks.
Is there an assigned reading that you do before you go to the Bible study? In other
you're
words,
supposed
you,
to,
you
but,
collect your thoughts on that matter.
You never do because you're too cool.
I've already read that book. Like twice.
Romans?
Like twice. Yeah, but there's like a study book that goes along with it.
Do you participate?
Yeah.
Will you sneak a tape recorder in?
No,
the next
I
want to hear Corby's participation in a Bible study.
It's like Did Paul you, used to hate.
Do you start overcussing during that?
It's like, you know, when Paul went to effing Antioch, it was like he was so effing great, you know, with all the F's that he was saying. Why do I speak like this and then rub my forehead? I mean, those effing people didn't know what the F was up. And
I mean,
Paul was like, yo, F. He's like, F, you know, this is like, you know, F? I mean, F. Rome is so far away. And we're here. So why are we studying this? Did Paul write a book called Dallas? Or Arlington, at least?
I mean, this
That's
is
where
like,
I'm from.
This is like 3,000 years old, man.
I'm going home. I can't relate. Hey, is Six Flags in here or not?
All right, we do that. We at least write a report of what happened in the Bible study. Does it ever get tense in there? People fighting over...
No. No.
I
think it could.
Christian?
I think it could get tense over, like, the homosexuality.
Uh-huh.
And how the Bible...
Have y'all discussed that?
Yes.
And what did everyone say?
Well, there's a couple of hardcore people that are, you know, that take the Bible literally and, you know, support the stance that it takes against homosexuality.
Yeah, did you take the, in Leviticus, when it's talking about homosexuality being wrong,
what's Leviticus?
It's a book.
And it says that a guy is not supposed to have sex with another guy.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says?
Do you take that literally, or do you think that
Jesus?
Go ahead, Corby.
No, I don't take that. I just think that's wrong, period. So I guess I don't.
Two guys together?
No, what the Bible says about that. I don't care if two guys are together.
Yeah, the Bible says that you're not supposed to have relations with a woman once you're doing that.
What?
That's true. But he's right.
You're not supposed to have relations with a woman when?
During that
period.
In that period of time.
Oh. Well, who does?
Me.
Oh, no, I said that!
Okay, no, so you don't care, but that's not what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm asking
is... Well, I don't know then. I mean, how would you interpret what I say as how it relates to your question?
I'm confused.
If the Bible says, okay, for example, that...
okay, then I take that literally, but I don't believe that, if that's what you're asking.
Now I'm really confused.
I take it literally. I don't think that's figurative.
You think the Bible did mean what it's saying there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't believe that.
But you don't believe that it's wrong?
Right.
You're saying the Bible's wrong at that point?
Yes.
If it says that, then it's wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Do you?
Huh?
Do you?
It's 10:10 on 11 a.m.
So
ticket
cute.
Plus 1 hour.
Never trust the living.
We just got a winner.
On the phone right now is Don Edwards.
The ticket is everyone's rich dead uncle.
Give me your guess to the identity of the Sith celebrity.
Who is Herb Brooks?
That is absolutely correct.
Yes.
People do die, and people do win.
You get a 9-day trip to the World Cup of Hockey in St. Paul. Yow!
Ah, that's great.
That is great. The only problem is, it's not played on the 4th of July. They're one day of summer.
It's the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Hi, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones, and it's true. For the T-Mobile Whenever Minutes, you can call whenever you want for one low price. But not all wireless plans are like that. We're here talking to Tony.
I'm on a wireless plan, and let's just say it's not from T-Mobile. I call it my totally inconvenient middle-of-the-night plan.
That would explain why we're having this conversation at 3 a.m.
Right. On the totally inconvenient middle-of-the-night plan, you only talk at night when the rates are low.
Good. If you're an insomniac.
Yeah, I'm not. But I do have to call back my friend Sonia before dawn.
Oh, be my guest.
Hello?
Hey, Sonia.
Listen, whoever this is, call me one more time in the middle of the night, and I'm calling the cops.
I should switch to T-Mobile, huh?
Only if you like calling whenever you want for one low price.
That's so...
absolutely, totally convenient?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Take your number to T-Mobile, where you can call whenever you want for one low price. Get 1,000 whenever minutes and free nights and weekends for just $39.99, only from T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, get more.
Activation required, restrictions apply. See brochure for details.
Outback Steakhouse celebrates Easter.
It's an Outback Easter Sunday, a family and fun day. It's the number one day to share a juicy steak. Do your appetite a favor with Outback Steakhouse flavor. For a holiday you'll savor. Come on, let's celebrate.
This Easter, Outback Steakhouse is open at 12 noon, and there are plenty of goodies here for everyone.
So grab your mate and heat and plate. Let's have an Outback feast. It's all right here. Great atmosphere. Come have a bonzer Easter.
Enjoy coconut shrimp, Alice Springs chicken, or our Botany Bay fish of the day. And who doesn't crave a blooming onion anytime?
Have an Outback Easter Sunday, a family and fun day. It's the number one day to share with all your mates.
Bring the family. We're open at 12 noon on Easter Sunday. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
Cue the explosion. Right now, get ready to save at the Ultimate Electronics Q-Day Warehouse Sale. This sale is just too big for our stores, so for 2 days only, we're opening up our warehouse. There's some items even below cost, like two TVs below $100, LCD TVs starting at $488, big screen TVs starting at $498, plasma TVs starting at an outrageously low $1998. All the best brands are here, including Sony, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and Samsung. These TVs are open box, customer returns, service repair sets, and demos, so while they might not be brand new, they'll be new to you. And the savings continues with camcorders starting at $127, in-deck CD decks starting at $28, and yeah, DVD players starting at $24. Camorama! The warehouse sale ends Saturday. Highway 35E, exit West Frankfurt Drive East, right on Eisenhower and left on Wainwright. Hurry in, because after these 2 days, it'll be a while before we blow out our inventory again. The sound!
The Coors Light Beer Poets presents a poem by Travis.
Yeah! This is a true story. I went to a party. My head was swimming. There were 23 guys and only 4 women. As I opened a bottle of cold Coors Light, I thought 15 more ladies would make this party right, you know? Just then I noticed a smile on my bro Tim. The hotties finally showed, including that one from the gym. I thought to myself, no more dude fest. Finally, some bodies with no hair on their chest.
Thanks, Travis. That was special. For those who have locked down cold and appreciate a good beer poem, we raise a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light.
Stop by the Amon Carter Exhibit Hall to shop at the Western Mercantile every day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. through April 18th during the National Cutting Horse Association Super Stakes, presented by Coors Light.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Layla. The stars go back to the drawing board next on the Ticket Ticker.
Problem. You're at home waiting on business calls. Your cell phone is MIA. Your 3 daughters are chatty, constantly on the phone, and ignore call waiting. What do you do, Bill?
I, Jimmy, rig a shortwave radio.
No, you don't.
Bill needs AT&T Call Vantage, a new home phone service that works with his existing high-speed internet connection, cable, or DSL. It comes with unlimited local and long-distance calling and powerful features.
I dock their allowance.
They have jobs.
I dock their wages.
Not legal.
Bill can find AT&T Call Vantage on att.com/wow. One feature turns voicemail into talking emails, so Bill can check his computer for business calls while the girls chat on.
I install payphones?
You get the amazing AT&T Call Vantage.
I get the amazing AT&T Call Vantage.
Exactly.
AT&T Call Vantage is just $39.99 a month. Sign up by May 31st and get it for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Go to att.com/wow. AT&T. Unlimited for direct dialed U.S. calls. Term agreement with early termination fee and additional fees may apply.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The Stars have allowed 8 goals in the last 2 games, both losses to the Colorado Avalanche. CarMax and Sonic bring you the ticker. Marty Turco says the Stars can do better.
Personally, it's regardless of the goals, the amount of them, just give my team a chance in trying to do that. So it doesn't really matter what has happened. It's what's going to happen that matters most for us, and that goes for myself as well.
The Stars are down 2 games to none in the Western Conference playoffs. The Rangers take on the Angels at 7:05 tonight in the night game at the opener at the ballpark. Rangers will try to make it three straight wins tonight. John Lackey takes the mound for Texas for the Halos against Kenny Rogers for Texas. Taking a look at the Masters leaderboard, there's only been two really big movers so far through the day. Vijay Singh has shot 2-under through five holes. Patrick Harrington is 1-under through five, as is Casey Wittenberg. A couple guys even, Retief Goosen, Todd Hamilton, and Justin Leonard, they are all even through one. Your leader is Justin Rose at 6-under. He is yet to tee off. He'll tee off at about 1:40 Central Time. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Advil. It's the moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the medicine in Advil the most for muscle pain, strains, and sprains. For better relief, advance to Advil. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bill Guerin, Dallas Stars tough guy, ticket hockey man. Tuesdays at 1:50 on Bad Radio. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:18, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is Asian weekend here on Sports Radio 1310.
Easter weekend.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So Easter weekend, let's talk about the holiday of Easter. Give us some Easter music.
Let me give you this update.
Okay.
You guys fans of Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, big fan.
He proposed, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He got down on his knees and proposed to burlesque artist Dita Von Teet.
Mm-hmm.
And on March 22nd.
She's hot, by the way.
Yeah, she is. I saw a picture.
What happened
yesterday
to the Rose McGowan? Is that the way?
He only dates the milky-skinned women.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Kind of the goth chick.
You guys into that?
I like the goth chick. I still like the goth chick.
Not over the top, but a little bit goth. It's good.
But do you like the white, overly white woman?
She has pretty skin, yeah.
I need a little bit of color.
Yeah, I don't like super pasty.
Yeah, I got to have
There's
color.
A difference, I think, in pasty and like beautiful porcelain, perfect skin.
Like the Chinese. That's another attribute that I left out. That's a plus, though.
What?
As opposed to
I thought you said
the impish hands.
What are impish hands, by the way? Like monkey paws?
Kind of. Yeah.
Hmm. So good for him. You know what? I think that I've seen an interview with him only once, so that I'm basing all of my conclusions on this interview. I think he's the biggest, I don't want to say fraud, but just...
Well, he's a genius.
He's not... Marilyn Manson is this character that this guy plays for business purposes.
Yeah.
Who, he's not really like that.
But he'll come out in the media and say, well, yesterday I was ordained into the Church of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was baptized a Satanist or something like that.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to go... My kids are going to... They can't go see that guy. And then they start this whole Christian upheaval on why Marilyn Manson is bad. And then kids are like, oh, well, I want to check it out then.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a marketing
but
genius.
But at the same time, I do think kids are dumb that they don't understand that he's marketing this.
Okay, but were kids dumb?
Like Kiss, to me, Kiss was, there were two types of Kiss fans. There were those who I thought, which I was, which is like, hey, this is a fun, stupid pageant. They're not really this. And there's other people, no, man, Gene Simmons, man, they never take off their makeup. And
yeah.
They really are as they appear. They can only understand, this is kind of what we're talking about during break, you know, people who are literalist in every sense of the word.
I mean, I feel like a moron for when I was in college. I still love their music, but, I mean, I bought into the whole mystique of Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
I mean, I've really bought into that. I read, you know, all the books and poetry and everything that he did, everything he was associated with, and I'm thinking...
Indian spirit entered him.
Yeah, it's stupid. So stupid. But I was 18, 19, 20 years old.
So why do we fall... When we're
every
18 and 19...
Every kid falls for that.
But yet we think that we're the most hyper-aware at that age, and look how dumb our parents are buying into this and this and this. I'm so hyper-aware, I can see through everything. We think everything's transparent to us when we're 18 and 19, but yet you buy into Jim Morrison?
Yeah, Jim Morrison.
You buy into that Jack Kerouac had a good life? You buy into that, I don't know, what's another thing people always get into?
But if it's right...
You read the...
Marilyn Manson?
If it's right where you're at that moment, if it speaks directly to you and your current experiences, then
you want it to be truth so bad you're blind to anything else, right? Any other evidence to the contrary.
I think Marilyn Manson was kind of the dorky alternative kid in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was kind of smart, kind of dorky, you know, had that alternative style, but he was even kind of shunned by the alternative crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then he conjured up this character and totally snowed over all the people that didn't want to have anything to do with him when he was in high school.
Right. One of my friends, we'll call him Richard Hunter, told me that Marilyn Manson and this Dita Von Teese, they never go out in public. I mean, even if they have to go down to 7-Eleven to get a cup of coffee. They never go out in public unless they're tricked up. Yeah. Never. They don't even leave the house unless they are in full gear, full regalia.
So they're keeping up the myth?
What a beating.
That is a beating.
It's like Lenny Kravitz, same thing. He will not go out of his house unless he's got the leather pants and the leopard skin shawl and all that crap. You have to look cool. And then that's why I could never be cool like that as far as fashion goes, because it's a beating. I mean, we have friends who
dress up all the time.
Yeah. They won't go out of their house unless you have a pair of jeans on and a tiny shirt. You know?
Are you talking about Danny?
Not that I'm naming Danny as my subject.
Or as one of your friends. Yeah, why? Okay, what is that to Danny?
I don't think it's Danny so much as it is. I mean, I'm not talking about him, honestly. It's other people that are, you know, he's running around with, though, that won't leave the house unless they
Carter
got that
Lord.
On. Not so much them, but others.
Who's left?
There's a couple of guys up there at the bar that do that. Not those two.
Huey?
Yes, Huey.
Who is that?
Simcom, here on.
Neat curtains.
Okay. You guys gave four additional pieces of evidence that didn't help off the P1.
Who's Huey? Tim Tom, Huron.
Meat curtains.
Meat curtains.
All right. Coming up next, we will actually talk about Easter. I want to talk about the Lord's resurrection.
I thought that was our Easter segment.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson. I want to talk about the resurrection. Corby wants to talk about Marilyn Manson.
No, I just had a quick hit.
Okay.
Why can't we do it now?
Because we have to take a break.
Oh.
Did Jesus die for the Chinese? Coming up next.
By the way, there was a...
Why would you compound a tea like that?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome
it's
to
Fight
our
Night Out, Thursday, May 6th, at Lone Star Park in Granville.
Cribble hit the ground.
Cribble tagged him at the beginning. He tagged him.
After. Aggressiveness will not be an issue in this fight.
TheTicket.com is where you, the pugilistic P1, register to get in the ring and fight. Any shape, any size, any sex, any style, or any weight. We're not picky. We just want a chance to say...
Is that blood?
Fight Night from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Goofy Woods. No, that hurt.
Hello, Kia's there to compare hotline. How can we help?
Hey, I'm at a Toyota dealership. Do you mind if I put you on speaker?
Go right ahead.
So tell us how a Kia Optima compares to a Toyota Camry.
First, there's the warranty. The Camry only has a 5-year warranty. The Kia Optima has a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Hey, who are you talking to?
Let the man finish.
Okay, also the Optima has 4 standard airbags. The Camry does not.
You said you hadn't called your wife. Hang up the phone. Hang it up now.
And the Optima costs $4,600 less than the Camry.
Thanks. You were great.
You're a bad man. I want you to leave.
Kia's there to compare. We think you'll agree there really is no comparison.
Test drive an Optima and see why nothing else compares. Buy one now and get up to $2,500 cash back. Visit your 7 local Kia retailers today. Comparison based on 21305 MSRP of 2004 Optima EXV6 to 25920 MSRP of 2004 Toyota Camry XLEV6. Includes freight, excludes taxes, title license options, and retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer. Cashback from Kia Motors America. Offer in 43004. See Kia.com for warranty and incentive details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are you trying?
tired of going to parts stores where you have to stand in line to get your part, and then you have to go stand in another line to pay for them? Well, come to O'Reilly Auto Parts, where we have simplified the process to get you in and out faster every time. Best of all, O'Reilly Auto Parts has more brand names at lower prices every day and more knowledgeable people to make sure you get the right parts you need the first time. Better parts at better prices and no lines to jump around in.
Hey, basketball fans, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up a special edition Pennzoil basketball for just $4.95 with any Pennzoil family product purchase, or just $9.99 without purchase. This offer is good while supplies last. Hurry by today and don't miss out on this great offer.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts at better prices every day.
Where'd you get the flowers?
Oh, I got them when I signed up for SBC Unlimited Long Distance.
They sent you flowers? How much do you talk?
No, look, it's this offer they got going. You sign up for Unlimited SBC Long Distance, $20 a month, flat rate nationwide, and you can send somebody a gift from Harry and David.
So, why don't you send them to your mom?
Oh, I got this Unlimited Long Distance. Why can't I just describe them to her?
She must be very proud of you.
Oh, I try.
Get connected with SBC Unlimited Nationwide Long Distance from home for just $20 a month. And you can give someone else something just as great. Choose one of three Harry and David gifts to give to whomever you want. Offer ends May 31st. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit SBC.com. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Unlimited long distance requires SBC local residential service and certain extra features. Taxes, fees, universal service fee, extended area service, subscriber line charge, and installation extra. This direct dial service excludes calling card calls and long distance for business or internet. Long distance provided by SBC Long Distance. Gifts advertised are available while supplies last. Harry and David may replace these gifts with gifts of equal or greater value. Gift offer cannot be combined with any other SBC long distance promotion. Call for offer details and restrictions.
Ownership versus rentership. Which sounds better to you? Owning something nice in a year, two at the most, or renting for what seems like forever? Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership figures you want to own. That's what separates Aaron from the rental industry. Aaron sells top brand merchandise for less and lets you own it sooner. Furniture, electronics, appliances, computers. Aaron's gives you the best price anywhere when you lease to own. Or you can get the guaranteed lowest price if you just want to buy something outright. Aaron's has complete Dell computer systems for as low as $99 a month. How about a 55-inch high-def widescreen TV from Mitsubishi for just $149 a month? And at Aaron's, you're pre-approved. Do the math. Look at Aaron's monthly payments and number of months compared to anyone else's. You'll see. You'll own it faster and for less when you shop Aaron's. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership.
I'm Layla, the stars place themselves on the comeback trail next on the Ticket Picker.
San Antonio's got the Alamo and a beautiful river running through the middle of it. It's got some Mexican food, a bunch of which is at Taco Cabana. Now, 30 years ago, they started cooking it up, and they're still cooking it up 24-7. Fresh tortillas and sizzling fajitas and homemade pico de gallo. Talking the whole enchilada. San Antonio, I love you. Taco Cabana to you.
Now at Taco Cabana, get a personal fajita skillet for just $4.49. Marinated steak or chicken, grilled over an open flame and served on a sizzling skillet with sauteed onions and bell pepper slices. Served with two freshly made tortillas, rice, your choice of beans, and fresh pico de gallo, guacamole, and sour cream. The personal fajita skillet, just $4.49.
Taco Cabana. Now that's real.
The 2004 Multiple Sclerosis 150 Red River Challenge Bike Tour is on May 1st and 2nd. The ride begins in Plano, so sign up online at www.ms150.org. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Stars find themselves in an 0-2 hole. After a 5-2 loss to Colorado, they are down two games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Dave Tippett says the Stars failed in several aspects.
Mistakes throughout, one-on-one coverage that is not even close. Execution, whether it be on the power play or even strength, not even close. Discipline, not even close. And that's not just discipline with the referee, but discipline throughout your game.
The Stars come home to the AAC for games 3 and 4. Game 3 is on Monday. The Mavs play an afternoon tilt against the Sonics at 2:30. They've won 6 straight, and Nelly says this road trip is big.
I'm anxious to see how we do with the small lineup on a tough road trip. We have four games left, and both of them are back-to-back. See how deep we are and how we handle the road. It's going to be very interesting to me going into the playoffs.
Mavs are a half game ahead of Memphis and are in the fifth spot currently in the West. Checking out the Masters leaderboard, your big mover so far is Vijay Singh. He shot 2-under through six. Patrick Harrington is 1-under through six holes. Justin Leonard and Casey Wittenberg are also 1-under. Your leader is Justin Rose. He will tee off at about 140. He's 6-under for the tournament. Jose Maria Olazabal and Alex Chayka are both at 4-under for the tournament. And KJ Choi and Phil Mickelson are tied for fourth. They are at 3-under. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
If they've got a pulse, they don't have a chance. Listen to Dunham and Miller mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Tip Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hold on, let's sell this on the air. It's 11:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Coming up in just a moment, we will get to our Easter observations. But first,
what observations? What are you talking about?
But first, let's talk about the State O Radio, man. We've got a couple other DJs getting fired. Fired?
Fired.
You know, Clear Channel dumped Howard Stern off of six stations. They bumped him permanently from their stations because the FCC came down with a fine about a Stern broadcast from like a year ago. So Clear Channel has issued this zero-tolerance policy for indecency.
By the way, you know that he was fined last week, what, at $500,000 or something like that, and they said that for something that happened last year, but they said that since 1990 they've levied $4.8 million worth of fines against the radio industry or radio companies. Half that's been Stern.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday Clear Channel fired two hosts. Larry Walks and Eric Von Hassler.
I love them. They're kind of regular guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they are known as the regular guys.
Oh, really?
They do a show in Atlanta on WKLS-FM.
Georgia?
I guess. I don't know.
Good job, Corby.
How many other Atlanta
adding information.
So they do a prank. This was back on March 19th. They do some prank on the show, some on-air bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're laughing, all right, we'll be back in a second. They go to commercial, but they leave their mics on.
Mic is microphone in the radio.
Right. Business. And so they start joking amongst themselves about the prank they just pulled, and there was some explicit sexual content in their comments that bled over the commercial, and that's what got the station fined and got them fired.
Is it their fault? Did they fire the board op, too?
Well, no, DJs are their own board ops. We have a very rare circumstance here where we actually have a board operator.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, they run their own board. Wow. Imagine how bad you'd feel. Your family depends on that money. Maybe these guys were even trying to be responsible during their program. But they left the mic on. And
Okay. Think of some of the stuff that you two talk about during the break.
And you.
Huh? Normally I'm out.
Usually Dave and I pray during break.
Please, Lord, let us have a good next segment. Please, Lord, help her to notice me next time I'm at the bar.
I'm sure these guys are just normal.
Please, Lord, let my enemies die. Please, Lord, let this rash go away. I want to be capable of multiples. Please.
You guys know anyone who's capable of that?
A guy?
Yeah.
No. What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about.
Dear Lord, please take away these gay feelings.
Hmm. You laugh, but I pray that.
Of the Father and of the Son.
Oh, that's Norm praying.
Of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
What was he doing?
I don't know, but I always liked it when we used to follow that by the gunshot. By the way, have you guys seen the surveillance video footage of the guy who does himself in front of the bank of elevators at his girlfriend's apartment complex?
No.
I don't want to see it.
It's not that gory, actually.
You know what today is?
April Fool's Day.
So
Today is the actual
Holy Saturday.
Today's the actual day they found Kurt Cobain's body
in the tomb.
Not that big a deal.
And the stone was pushed away.
You think
the stone
I know
was pushed away, but his body was still in there.
I know it's Easter, but you're confusing some things.
Mm-hmm. So there was like his robe piled up in the corner with a shroud on top.
Yeah,
and
the shroud
of
Cobain. Of
heroin.
Yeah, it was just like back in the day.
So what? Everyone overrates that Kurt Cobain
so much. You know, I
read some people, you know, reminiscing about him and stuff like that with the team.
You talk about candlelight vigils.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
And like,
oh, gosh.
Every time I still hear it smells like Team Spirit, I just recall the revolution that started.
The revolution? Shut up.
I swung by MTV the other day. And they had one of their hosts was in Seattle.
Kurt started the revolution.
Oh, vomit.
One of their hosts was in Seattle, and he was on this grassy knoll.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a...
Where the guy shot Kurt Cobain?
Yeah. And where this one dude had an acoustic and was playing, you know, like Heart-Shaped Box or something. And, you know, another dude was singing. And then there were all these girls, you know, in their hippie outfits with their sunglasses kind of swaying back
See,
and forth.
That's... If they were over the age of 25, they should be shot.
Yes.
You know?
They just look like such idiots.
Well, they are.
I don't know. I don't know why we have to follow people so much. Why do we have to do that? We have to have our heroes and like Corby with Jim Morrison. And why do we have to go through that? Why do we have to get into things like that?
Where is Kurt Cobain buried somewhere? Does he have a grave site that people go to?
I don't think they ever took him out of that garage, did they?
Oh, surely they did.
I don't think he's still rotting in there.
Oh.
Did Courtney Love have him cremated?
Probably, to get rid of the evidence.
You think she had something to do with it?
Before there was an autopsy?
By the way, hot.
I agree with you. I'm with you, Corby.
I'm not.
I am with you.
When she's not strung out on pills and everything.
She looks hot. She looks good in a couple of scenes in that Larry Flint movie.
Yes, she did.
But in real life, she is not hot.
Gosh, it was 10 years ago today they found his body. And I still remember, you remember the pictures of Courtney Love standing there with kind of a look on her face and as they're swearing in Eddie Vedder on that plane?
No, that's Jackie O you're thinking of in the Kennedy assassination.
Oh.
Although
why would they?
Funny,
why would they be swearing in Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vedder,
what? The king of grunge.
They want a war. I'll give them a war. Oh man! So big deal.
Are there pictures of Kurt with ants crawling all over his bloody head?
You know what? I can't believe those never surfaced because you know, like the Chris Farley pictures that turned up.
Oh, I've seen them.
Kurt Cobain?
I've seen
no,
something. I've seen a picture purported to be Kurt Cobain's body.
Did they show the mess or just like
yeah.
his legs?
No, the mess.
Not interested in that.
No.
I don't.
I'm sure people are going to start sending me the. Please do not send me the Kurt Cobain pictures at Gordon@GordonKeith.com.
Most pompous email ever.
It is.
Yeah, you can email me at Gordon@GordonKeith.com.
.radiogod.me.com.
.notyou.
It is. It's very uncomfortable email.
And it seems so subservient, too, when I get an email from Dave. Dave@GordonKeith.com.
Yeah, like I own him.
Yeah.
He's just in this army.
I will not fall prey to your email thing.
Yes. If you want to email Corby, Corby@GordonKeith.com.
No.
I am. I'm going to set up an email that works. Corby@GordonKeith.com.
By the way, how's my website doing?
I think you're set up at, you're also at Corby@TheHardline.com.
I am?
That email address works for you. And Corby@CorbyDavidson.com works for you.
Don't forget Corby@CoolLink.net.
No, I don't think that one works anymore.
How was that investment? Was that pretty fun for you?
That was the most expensive email address I ever had for a month and a half.
Hey, Gordon, look. We're a startup internet company. I know it's 1999.
And the bubble's about to burst, but never mind that.
We could use, oh, I don't know, 20 grand. If you got it, if you don't, no big deal. But if we hit,
check?
If we hit, you're going to be a millionaire. Can I give you a money order? Here.
Here are the keys to my car.
Have you met my wife? She's pretty.
Take my house. Here is deed.
Go cooling.
So, Easter reflection and remembrance.
Stop!
Bring it around there.
Okay, let me ask you this. I was thinking of this the other day while I was meditating.
Mm. Hmm.
Why do we have to associate? Why do we have to associate?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Don't interrupt yourself.
Mythical, weird characters with the two biggest days of Christianity. Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
It's because the whole pagan thing.
Why do we have to cheapen those 2 days?
Because, first of all, now there's commerce that's running the whole deal. But the other thing is, you know, there's the whole pagan thing of the spring fertility area. Well, the areola.
Pagan being a Dallas citizen?
Yeah. Right?
Well, the Easter Bunny was the first inside the tomb, wasn't he?
Yeah, he hid eggs in the shroud.
That'd be really funny.
They scared him off. He was squatting. He was squatting over the shroud, laying some eggs, and Mary Magdalene scared him off.
Get out of here! Go! You're ruining the shroud! Get, buddy! You think that would... Is the priest... is up there on Easter, every Easter in every church. And the bunny went into the tomb.
And hunched over the shroud. And produced a multicolored egg.
Oh, God.
That's funny to me, I guess.
Do you think the Easter bunny... We need to do away with the Easter Bunny.
We need to do away with the Tooth Fairy.
Do you think there'd be Santa Claus around? Less Christians if the Easter Bunny was thrown into the resurrection, or more?
Like if they discovered another Dead Sea Scroll that started mentioning the Easter Bunny?
Right.
Less. if like ever they discovered a Dead Sea Scroll that actually dated from back then, and it mentioned something about the Easter Bunny driving up on an Oldsmobile.
So they'd have to put up a new stained glass of the Easter Bunny weeping at the foot of the cross.
Right, kneeling at the cross.
With a little basket on his arm.
How cheap.
Yeah, my favorite story of instability about the mixing of the two traditions is that one, that confusing nativity scene that George had in his neighborhood. They had like, you know, one of these, you know, half full size nativity scenes, like almost as big as people. And set up in their yard, real expensive set and everything, wise men, sheep, and all this kind of stuff. And they're kneeling at the manger with Santa Claus. George said that
with his hat off.
Yeah,
holding his hat off, holding over his head.
And he's kneeling at the manger. And George is trying to explain to his kids. His kids are asking why, you know, what's the deal? And George couldn't, he didn't know. Why they are putting Santa at the manger scene.
You know, these shepherds and then this guy in the big red parka.
Yeah.
At our nativity,
wearing a Rolex.
Our nativity scene, a little one that we have at our house that we set up, you know, the little figurines are probably 2 inches high or something like that. Well, right in the middle of it, I put...
A transformer?
I put a Grego bobblehead doll. I just wanted to see how long it would take before someone noticed it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, have you guys seen the footage of the guy doing himself in front of the bank of elevators at his girlfriend's apartment complex?
No. I don't want to see it. Is it gross?
No, it's really not that graphic. What's so odd about it? How did he kill himself? Well, he's standing there with, I guess, his girlfriend down at this in front of this elevator, and they're hugging. It looks like it... You know what it looks like? It looks like
they had just broken up, and
we just broke up, but they're still hugging, and we're still going to be friends, and everything's going to be okay. And he's not really crying or anything like that. So finally, she says bye, and she gets on the elevator. And as soon as the elevator door closes, he reaches in his jacket pocket and pulls out a pistol, and doesn't deliberate 1 second. Not crying, not little prayer, not little should I really be doing this?
Just one fluid motion.
Yeah.
Pull it out and blow the head off.
Yeah.
Do you have it right there?
No, I don't keep stuff like that. All right, coming up next, Corby will tell you all the stuff. It's 11:45 on the ticket.
Let me see it. Ticket Sports Saturday! A full 6 hours of Ticket Sports Saturday on tap today from noon to 6. I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott and I will review Game 2 of the Stars and Avalanche with an actual member of the Dallas Stars. Tune in to find out who it'll be. We'll also talk NFL draft at 1:30 with Rick Goslin of the Dallas Morning News. And since they have an afternoon game in Seattle, we'll have an impromptu Mavericks postgame show around 5. It's Ticket Sports Saturday today from noon to 6.
Ticket Sports Saturday.
www.thetickets.com.
People call me Wonder Boy because I wonder a lot. For instance, I wonder why whether you drink up or you drink something down, you're still doing the same thing. I wonder if you take a soft drink and freeze it solid, is it still considered a soft drink? And speaking of soft drinks, I wonder why anyone would buy Coca-Cola products anywhere other than on-the-run stores at Exxon locations. At on-the-run and participating Exxon stations, buy any two 20-ounce Coca-Cola products or a 52-ounce refill mug, and you get to play the Coca-Cola ESPN scratch-off game. How cool is that? You can win great prizes like an ESPN video game library, PlayStation 2, or a coupon for Diet Coke with lime. Get your chance by buying two 20-ounce Coca-Cola products, then drink them up. Or down.
How do we know the Coca-Cola ESPN scratch-off game is great fun for people on the move? Because at On the Run and Exxon, we're drivers too. See store for complete game rules and details. No purchase necessary. Contest ends May 31st, 2004, or while game card supplies last.
12.03 p.m. Sonic asks, is carb friendly an oxymoron?
Hey, TJ.
Yeah.
This is good. It's the chicken club wrap from Sonic.
Sure.
Oh, nice carb friendly tortilla.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you thought the same way that I thought.
Bit of a misnomer, isn't it?
This tortilla is actually not carb friendly. Not so much.
If it seemed like it was carb friendly, they'd be all aboard, carbs. Hey, bring your buddies.
Lock arms and hop on.
There's fewer carbs, and it's carb cruel.
It is minimally carb unfriendly.
Yeah.
It's probably carb hateful.
Yeah.
This is like when we got invited to Derek's party.
Oh, yeah.
And then we finally show up, and they're like, no party guy.
Right.
And meanwhile, you hear the music.
Right.
You know it's pumping.
What's going on in that room?
Sorry, fellas.
Yeah.
Invite got into the wrong hands or whatever.
I felt such a carb that day.
Better choices. Sonic's got them. Others don't. Try Sonic's new Chicken Club Wrap for lunch. All white meat chicken, cheese, bacon, and fresh lettuce and tomato. Now available on our new carb-friendly tortilla. This month only at participating Sonic drive-ins. It's not just good. It's Sonic good.
Fie Iesu Domine, donare is requiem.
We're bringing back dead celebrities one toe tag at a time in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney.
Wait a minute, he's not dead. He's... Like that.
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for a clue to the identity of a dead celeb. Then listen again later in the day for another clue and your chance to guess the stiff. Get it right and you win. We're paving your way to prize-winning heaven with the ultimate cadaver endeavor from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
I'm Layla, the Stars fight through it, and we'll give you a Masters update next on The Ticket Ticker.
So, Mom, why did you want to have lunch?
Well, dear, you know how you and Brad have been wishing for a really nice place to live.
As a matter of fact...
Wish no more.
Hmm?
Dad and I have decided to let you two stay in the guest house.
Oh, that's nice, but...
But what, dear?
Well, actually, I think we found the perfect place.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Camden apartment.
An apartment?
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, the guest house is right next to the pool.
Actually, Camden communities have several pools.
But Dad's going to do all the lawn and garden work.
Actually, Camden communities are professionally landscaped.
But the guest house is a real home.
That was a Camden apartment, Mom.
But, sweetie, Dad and I are offering you free rent. Come on, Camden's not going to offer that.
Actually...
If you've been wishing for the perfect apartment and a chance to win free rent, wish no more. Through April 30th, register to win 6, 9, or 12 months free rent. You might win other great prizes, too, like maid service for a whole year or personal chef service for 3 months. No purchase necessary. Visit CamdenLiving.com for details or call 1-866-808-1820.
The Ticket.
The Stars get whipped in Game 2 by the Colorado Avalanche. 5-2 the final. Stars are down 2-0 in the playoffs. Marty Turco says the team isn't out of it just yet.
We've seen a lot of adversity, and this is a point in the series and a point for our team where we're going to have to battle through it again. And we've been there in parts of this year with this team, and we're going to look to pick up our play.
Game 3 is Monday at the AAC. And now the Masters update brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
From the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, CBS Radio Sports and Westwood One present this special report on the Masters Golf Tournament.
Hi, this is Bob Pompa. It is a gorgeous, sunny Saturday for round three of the 2004 Masters as we check a look at the Rolex leaderboard. Justin Rose at 6 under par will tee off at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time. He's two shots clear of Jose Maria Olazabal and Alex Chacob. Phil Mickelson got right back into the tournament with a 3 under par 69 on Friday. And Lefty likes his chances.
I'm a couple back, and certainly there's some guys playing very good golf. But I feel like I'm well within striking distance and in pretty good position heading to the weekend.
Mickelson will tee off at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. His playing partner, Augusta native Charles Howell III. Meanwhile, Vijay Singh, who started at 3 over par, has gotten it to 2 over par, playing the front nine here in the third round. You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Masters from CBS Radio Sports in Westwood One. Now this for the History Channel on General Motors.
Beginning April 11, the History Channel is proud to bring you the Emmy Award-winning epic, Band of Brothers. The true story of the men of Easy Company who defined courage for a generation of Americans. The Chicago Sun-Times says it's the best miniseries in the history of television. Band of Brothers, executive produced by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. Give it a hero's welcome.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out.
GM Goodwrench, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Goodwrench had over 1 million hours of training last year?
That's right.
Well, there happens to be only 8,760 hours in a year, Missy.
Excuse me?
Throws a little wrench into this whole Mr. Goodwrench thing over there, doesn't it?
Huh?
You like that? Wrench? It's a play on Goodwrench. I just made that up.
Find Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert at over 7,000 GM dealers.
This is the place for men and women who like to eavesdrop on guys who are universally obsessed with sports and sex. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 11:52 on Sports Radio 13's in The Ticket. We are winding up or down the rant, and Ticket Sports Saturday with Kevin and Rich will take over for 6 hours. Got a lot of stars to talk about today. Yeah, were you pretty bummed? They're done, aren't they? Well, that was pathetic last night. That was embarrassing. Was there a good crowd at the Barley House? No. Hey, you want to hear my dog howl? Oh, don't do that, Turley. Turley's scaring my dog. Lola, you want to howl? She won't stop now. Thank you. Thank you. No one's ever heard my dog howl before. All right, go ahead, Dave. You have fun stories from the Internet.
Yes.
Here, let her out, Rich. Let my dog out of the studio.
You let her run around the station? Okay.
Put her in the control room.
Run around.
There you go. They're fine out there. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Okay, this comes to us from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has recently bought a new car.
Mm-hmm.
She paid for this car totally with money she earned by selling her breast milk.
To whom?
I
Who
don't
would buy
know.
Such?
I don't know. But in the last year, she has sold over 500 liters of breast milk for about $15 a liter.
Is a liter a pint?
No, it's a liter. And she made a total of about $8,000 or $9,000 in a year.
Did she sell it to families?
Breakfast. I don't know.
Let me ask you this, Rich. Since you're now a father.
By the way, Gordon had to leave.
Oh yeah.
He quit.
He quit the show?
Yeah, Davey and him got in a really awkward fight and he left. Do women, let's say that your child needed breast milk, but the only way you could get it is if it was from someone else. Is that bad for the baby?
I think it is. I don't know for sure. We've never tried it.
Like you've never had like a Tupperware party where you swap breast milk instead of Tupperware?
No,
see,
no.
See
sure
if the kids can figure out which one's their mommy.
Like a taste test?
No, I've never done that. And actually, you know, what you do in that case is formula maybe, you know?
Oh,
well, this woman says, this is her quote, She says that her ability to produce so much breast milk is genetic. Her quote is, "My mother was the same way, and I've heard my grandmother nurse children around town. So it's hereditary. It's my hormones."
Hmm.
So her grandmother basically fed all the neighborhood children.
Gross. Go ahead, Dave. Continue.
Here's a sorry prank. At a Berlin aquarium, workers found a piranha had been released into a pool in which children are encouraged to pet the fish.
Surely that's a jailable offense.
I would think.
Since death could be the end result. By the way, you realize that piranhas are the reason that I stopped going to summer camp.
Really? There were piranhas in Texas?
No, I saw the movie, Piranha, in which they invaded a summer camp. I was a little kid.
And you get
picked my camp was a lake camp.
So from the waist down, you're just bones?
I didn't go. I wouldn't go. And I never told anyone that. I just said that I had, like, football practice, and that camp bit into football practice. I fear the piranha after that movie more than anything.
Are they that scary, really?
Yes! Dave, one could devour your entire body.
No, we could not. One?
Well, maybe not one.
It says they grow up to 60 centimeters. I don't know how many inches that is.
Is that a pint?
No, that's 60 centimeters.
Oh.
But they had to empty the petting pool to corral the piranha and put them in another tank. A worker saw it attacking the other fish.
Oh, God.
So evidently kids never actually were in danger.
Wow.
And finally,
another
Easter story.
Mm-hmm.
In a Romanian town, prostitutes have suspended their services for Lent. They wanted to be good Christians and go to church for Easter, so they decided that they would gather in groups and go to priests and confess their sins and ask for forgiveness and not perform any services until after Easter.
I find that very similar to what you gave up for Lent.
The touching?
Yeah. Just you weren't getting paid for it. How did they earn money?
I don't know. This one says that...
What does a prostitute do once she's so old and haggard that no one wants her?
I don't know, but there's a quote from one of the Romanian prostitutes who says, "It's just work. It's our way to earn a living. If we have sex instead of digging the field, it's just the way it happened."
Oh.
I don't think that there's any problem with making a living that way.
Do you?
So you think that prostitution should be legalized over drugs, or
Jesus loved prostitutes? He did.
That's a funny drop. All right. Thanks to Gordon for leaving early. Thanks to Dave for being here. We'll be doing the show from New York City next week.
Yeah, have a good show.
Please come join
us. Appreciate it.
We will be across from Madison Square Garden. So if you're in the area, drop by and see Gordon and myself. We'll shake your hand. And Dave will be at the Guitar Center with Danny Bayless next week for the big... No, wait. You'll be at the Guitar Show.
I think it's at the Dallas Convention Center.
Is it the Boat Show, right?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Thanks to Jason. Thanks to Layla. And thanks to Rich Phillips for chiming in late in the show.
No problem.
Stay tuned for 6 hours of Stars Bashing.
Yeah.
The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
Hey, Rich, good afternoon, I'm Kevin Scott.
And we are with you this afternoon for the big clock, the full 6 hours on Ticket Sports Saturday. We've got lots to cover today, and I'm sure somewhere along the line in 6 hours, one of us is going to screw something up or say something that people just don't agree with at all, and that's why we have the benefit of the crap phone here, as well as our crap email, too. The crap phone for Tell Those Idiots, which, by the way, at 5:30, we will listen to some voicemails and maybe read a few emails from people who disagree with us or just are correcting us on a factual error, which does happen. You can call
us. Does
it? Yes, it does.
Of course it does.
You can call us at 214-523-CRAP. That's 523-2727 to voicemail us. Or you can email us at TicketSportsSaturday. That's TicketSportsSaturday at theticket.com. .com. At theticket.com, that is. Yes, email us at that.
I want to hear the ticket singers fired off every time you give out that email.
And that way you can let us know, and at 5:30 you can tell those idiots what you think. So
well, I think Dave needs to be careful. He's slowly developing Kevin Blanford ear over here.
Oh, the headphones a little loud when you sat down in Dave's chair.
It cranked up, man.
Kevin Blanford, by the way, was the deafest man in the history of the ticket.
Rivaled by Mark Elfenbein, too.
Yeah, nobody beats him. Now, Tommy Daniels is bad, too, but nobody beats Kevin Blanford, trust us.
He's slowly getting there, too.
When I would work on, like, Cowboys pregame shows and here with Blanford, when we'd go to break, I would make him turn his headphones down while they were sitting on the table. They were so loud, it was like I had the speaker on real loud in the room, and it annoyed me, so... He was the deafest man in the history of the ticket. We do have lots of sports to get into today, including the Rangers with a pretty...